So let's review. We begin the parak with the Mishnah that forbids three interactions with idolaters. Zok the Mishnah. In mamidin behema bepuntukoy shal oibdik echavim, neshachashudin al revia. One may not keep his animals in the stables of Akum because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and one would transgress lifnei evil esitim michshal, causing another person to sin. Vlutisachet ishaimonim neshachashudin al arayas. A woman may not seclude herself with them because they're suspected of engaging in illicit relationships. Vlutisachet odomimonim neshachashudin al shvichas dam. A man should not seclude himself with them because they are suspected of committing murder. The Gemara challenges the first ruling of the Mishnah from the following brisa. Leichin men behemel a carbon. It's permitted to purchase an animal from idolaters to be used for a carbon. And ve'en chayshin, lo mishum reveya, v'lo mishum nirva, v'lo mishum muktza, v'lo mishum nevet. We're not concerned that he may have had relations with the animal or worshipped the animal, or that he may have set it aside for worship, thus disqualifying it for a carbon. Now, the Gemara asks, we understand that we're not concerned for Muktza Benevet because im isa de aktie, the misa de palche, lavim asminle. If he would have worshipped the animal or set it aside for worship, we can assume that he would not have sold it. However, reveya v'nirva lochush, why are we not concerned that he may have had relations with the animal? The Gemara answers with the following distinction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. In the Braisa, leichin mehen behemel a carbon. And we're not concerned for reveya because evi kechav mechasa behemtoi. The Akim does not want to damage his animal. In the case of Nikavis, Shletiaka, he would not have relations with his own female animal because this might cause it to become sterile. And in the case of Zacharim, Hoylu Makhishin Babasar, he would not have relations with his own male animal because this diminishes the quality of its meat. But in the Mishnah, Ein Mamidin Behema Bepuntikosh Abdikachavim, because we're concerned for Revia, because he would have relations with the Jew's animal. The Gemara asks another similar contradiction of two brises regarding Raya, a shepherd who is an idolater. One brisa rules, Ein Moisin Behema L'Raya Shalahan. One may not entrust his animals with a shepherd who is an idolater because we're concerned for revia. However, another brisa rules, Leichin behema me'roi shalehen, shemisyari mishum hefzet schar. It's permitted to purchase animals for a carbon from a shepherd who is an idolater, and we need not be concerned for revia because he will not engage in relations with the animals since he's afraid that the owner will find out. And the Gemara differentiates as follows. In the second brisa, Leichin behema me'roi shalehen, shemisyari mishum hefzet schar, the brisa is discussing animals of non-Jewish owners. Therefore, since Inhudiyadi Bahadadi Mirtasi, he's afraid of the non-Jewish owners because they will certainly suspect him of engaging in relations if something happens to the animal, because they're familiar with each other's practices. However, in the first Braisa, E Moisim Behemel Arayishalhen, the Braisa is discussing animals of Jewish owners. Therefore, since Anan de Layadinabuhu, Lay Mirtasi, he's not afraid of Jewish owners because he thinks that a Jew will not suspect him of engaging in relations since they're not familiar with these practices. Regarding the ruling of the Mishnah, a brayis on daf tezvav elaborates. Zachar mitzl nekevis, v'nekevis itzl nekevis, v'ein tzorch lem nekevis itzl zacharim, v'zachar mitzl nekevis. It's even forbidden to leave a male animal with a man and a female animal with a woman, and it's certainly forbidden to leave a female with a man or a male with a woman. The Gemara asks, nekevis itzl nekevis, my time alo miyachdinan. Why is it forbidden to entrust a female animal with an idolatrous? There's no possibility of revia. And the Gemara answers because ha'evdei kechavim mitzuyin etzal neshei chavrein upa'omim she'enu meitza u'meitza ezeh ha'behema bereva. Idolaters often sin with their fellow's wives, and if she's not available, they may sin with her animal. Alternately, afila meitza nami reva. They will sin with the animal even if the woman is available, because chaviv alein behemden shal Yisrael yisim in shasein. They seek to sin with Jews' animals even more than they desire their own wives, since they will not engage in relations with their own animals. The Gemara explains the source for these desires. B'shoshabo nochesh al chava, hitlbo zuama. When the serpent seduced Chava, he introduced impurity into her, which causes her descendants to desire perverse relationships. However, Yisrael she'omdu al har Sinai, paske zuamasen. Avdik chavim shalai omdu al har Sinai, le paske zuamasen. When the Jews stood at har Sinai and received the Torah, they were cleansed of this impurity and do not have these desires, while the non-Jews who did not stand at har Sinai are still impure and desire these relations. The Gemara inquires, is it forbidden to entrust birds with idolaters because we suspect they will engage in relations with them or not? Reb Chanina related an incident as proof. I saw an idolater purchase a goose from the market. He then had relations with it, strangled it, roasted it, and ate it.